Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us read for you from the Gospel according to John, chapter 5. Verses 1 to 9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the chief gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years.
那裏有一個人患病已38年。
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?"
耶穌看見這人躺在那裏，知道他已病了多時，就向他說：你願意痊癒嗎？
The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. When I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me."
那病人回答说：主，我没有人在水洞的时候把我放到水池中，我正到的时候，别人在我以前已经下去了。
Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk."
耶稣向他说：起来，拿起你的床，行走吧。
Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked.
那人便立刻痊愈了，拿起自己的床，行走起来。
The Gospel of the Lord.
上主的福音。天上的父，我们赞美你。
My dear sisters, Jesus was in Jerusalem during a festival. In the temple complex of Jerusalem, there was a pool by name Bethesda. It was believed to be a miraculous pool. Because every now and then the angel of the Lord descended into that pool and stirred the water. The belief was that the first sick person who goes down to the water after the water was stirred would come out healed. Because of this popular belief, a lot of sick people were lying at the bank of this pool. Jesus went into this crowd of the sick, of the lame, of the crippled. And Jesus saw one man particularly miserable. This was a paralyzed man. One thing Jesus noted, all the sick people had someone with them with her. Naturally, because when the water is stirred, the sick person would not be able to go down to the water by himself, by herself.
咁呢個係好自然嘅，因為如果咧水凍嘅時候咧，嗰啲病人點可以自己一個人落到去水池入邊咧？
The person who stood by will be able to take the sick person down to the water.
所以佢哋係需要依賴咧，喺佢哋身邊嘅呢一個助手咧，喺水凍嘅時候抬佢落去。
So every sick person had someone to stand by.
所以所有嘅呢啲病人咧，都有一個助手喺佢側邊嘅。
But this paralyzed man had no one.
但係呢個攤咗嘅人咧，就冇人喎。
No one stood by him.
冇人喺佢側邊喎。
And Jesus knew this man was lying down there for the last 38 years.
耶稣亦都知道咧，嗰个人咧患病已经38年。
Jesus went to him and asked him, "Do you want to be healed?"
耶稣专登行去佢身边问佢：你愿意痊愈吗？
What a strange question.
几怪嘅一个问题。
Of course, he wanted to be healed.
当然想要啦。
But something different was the matter.
咁但系咧，中间有啲蹊跷嘅地方啊。
This man did not think he would be healed.
呢个人咧，唔觉得佢会被医治啊。
Because this man answered Jesus.
因为呢个人答耶稣点答法啊。
How can I be healed?
如果冇人喺水度嘅时候将我放低，我点可以得到医治？
When the angel comes and stirs the water, there's no one for me to take me down to the water.
因为当水动的时候呢，没人会帮助我落到去水池。
By the time I go, someone else gets down to the water and gets healed.
我正动的时候呢，别人在我之前已经落了。
This man was a desperate man.
这个人呢，其实是一个很绝望的情况。
Often he said to himself,
他好像对自己说，
If only one person was there to stand by me, I could have got healed by now.
只要有一个人在我身边帮我，我现在就会已经好翻的了。
Unfortunately, no one is there for me.
但很可惜呢，很不幸呢，没人帮我啊。
This was the thought of dark despair in his heart.
就是这个人的心里面呢，就有这份这样的绝望。
This man was very hurt.
他很受伤啊。
When any person went down to the water and came out healed, this man would grumble.
每一次当有一个病人落到水入面而得到医治出翻嚟嘅时候咧，佢就会系怒骚啊。
The desperate feelings would be awakened in his heart。
喺佢嘅心入边咧，呢一种绝望嘅感受咧，又会再次浮现啦。
No one is there for me。
冇人帮我。
And to him, Jesus asked, "Do you want to be?"
而竟然耶稣问佢：你愿意痊愈吗？
This man replied, "How can I be healed?"
呢个人嘅回答就话：点可以得痊愈？
I have no hope of getting healed at all.
我完全系冇希望得痊愈。
My dear sisters,
我亲爱嘅姊妹，
There could be such a paralyzed man in the heart of every one of us.
在我们每一个人的心中都可能有这个瘫子存在。
We also ask that question.
我都是问着这个问题。
Who is there for me?
谁在身边帮我？
Who will stand by me?
谁会站在我身旁？
If anything happens to me, will anyone stand by my side?
如果有什么事发生，有冇人喺我身边啊？
And all of us have this sort of a pain of loneliness in our hearts.
我哋每一个人咧，都会有呢一种咧孤单被遗弃嘅感觉。
Moreover, the hurts we have received added up in our hearts. And there is a bundle of hurts in our hearts. We trusted people, and the people we trusted deceived us. We helped people, and the people we helped turned away from us. We loved people, and the people we loved rejected us. In the moments of our need, no one was there by my side. The thoughts of despair get piled up in our hearts. Today Jesus is coming to us with the same question. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to receive the new power of the Holy Spirit? The power that will give you the confidence of love. Often we slip into a lonely mood. In such lonely moods, all the hurts of the past come back to us. That's when we feel very tense and even irritated. There is only one way for this. To allow the love of the Holy Spirit to flow into our hearts. The assurance given by Jesus, I would never leave you alone. This assurance is the only answer, only remedy for our hearts. All of us are hurt by others. One reason or other, one way or other, all of us are hurt. Today we want to bring all these hurts to Jesus. And we want to forgive everyone. Because there is one command the Lord has given us. To go and get reconciled. Jesus has promised four blessings to those when we forgive others. When we forgive the hurts caused by others, our prayers are answered.
Mark 11:24-25.
When you stand praying, forgive, and then your prayers will be answered.
你们祈祷不论求什么，只要你们相信，必得你们成就。当你们立着祈祷时，若你们有什么怨人的事，就宽恕吧。 好叫你们在天之父也宽恕你们的过犯。
Often we pray and our prayers are not answered.
好多时我哋祈祷咧，我哋嘅祈祷咧得唔到天主嘅答复喎。
And one reason could be.
其中一个理由可能系咧。
That there is a hurt that we keep in our hearts. We have not got reconciled with someone. And the moment we forgive others, the heart of Jesus is open to us to grant us our prayers.
当我们宽恕他人的时候呢，耶稣的心呢就会为我们打开，而倾注恩宠，为我们的祈祷予以答复。
Again, Jesus said,
耶稣又讲，
Our sins will be forgiven when we forgive others.
当我们宽恕他人的时候呢，我们的罪都会得到宽恕。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 14.
马窦福音第六章第十四节。
你们若宽免别人的过犯，你们的天父也必宽免你们的。
Forgive others, and then you will be forgiven.
你们宽免别人的过犯，你们的天父也宽恕你们的。
What does it mean God forgives our sins?
当我们说天主宽恕我们的时候，我们讲紧乜嘢呢？
God takes away even the memory of sin.
连那个记忆都拎走。
Often our sins of the past remain with us as shameful and painful memories.
很多时呢，我哋过去嘅罪恶呢，会留喺我哋嘅记忆入边呢，一个好痛苦同埋好羞辱嘅记忆。
And that's why we fall back into sin again. What happens when we forgive? When we forgive, what God does to take away every leaning towards sin in us. And we are totally free. A third thing Jesus tells us. Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 onwards.
马窦第五章廿五至廿三节。
你们有一向听过对古人说，不可发虚誓。要向上主偿还你的誓愿。Is it
33? 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33. 33.
33. 33. 你若在祭坛前要献你的礼物时，在那里想起你的弟兄有什么怨你的事，就把你的礼物留在那里，留在祭坛前。先去与你的弟兄和好，然后再来献你的礼物。
Please stand at the altar with your gift, and then you remember someone has something against you. Go and get reconciled, and then come back and offer your sacrifice.
当你在祭坛前准备奉献的时候，想起有人对你系有过节嘅话咧。你先放低你嘅礼品，去同佢收和，然后再翻嚟祭台前。
The Eucharistic offering is the offering of our life in the hands of God.
因为感恩祭入边嘅奉献咧，就系将我哋嘅生命奉献俾天。
We offer all that we have and all that we are on this altar.
我哋将我哋所拥有嘅同埋我哋嘅所事咧，系。
When is it that our self-offering is accepted by God? Our self-offering is accepted by God only when we forgive.
我们的奉献呢, 只有当我们奉献的时候呢, 我们的奉献会得到天主悦纳。
Otherwise, Holy Mass becomes invalid.
如果不是呢,
Go, Jesus said, go and get reconciled and then come back.
去生活,
it is so urgent a thing.
很有緊急的事情,
I cannot keep, I'm not permitted to keep an anger in my heart, a painful memory in my heart for a moment more.
我们不可以再容纳保留着这个痛苦不宽恕的记忆在我的心里。More
urgent than the Holy Mass is the sacrifice of reconciliation.
原来比弥撒更紧急的需要就是善要生活。
The Lord is asking us to go and get reconciled and then come back and offer the sacrifice.
耶稣要我们去生活，然后先翻嚟奉献我哋嘅牺牲。
Again, the letter of St. James is telling us.
再一次咧，雅各伯书都同我哋讲。
James chapter 5, verse 16.
雅各伯书第五章第16节。
When you are sick,
都你们病，啊，马伯伯书，是15，15 and 16。 Okay, 并且如果他犯了罪，也必得蒙赦免。所以你们要彼此告罪，彼此祈祷，为得痊愈。二人恳切的祈祷大有功效。So,
when I am sick, what am I to do?
所以当我病的时候，我应该点做呢？
Surely I must go in search of a doctor.
當然我要找醫生啊,
but before I go to the doctor,
但要我找醫生之前呢,
there's something more urgent.
有件更急的事情到我,
I must look into my heart.
我必須要望下我的心,
and find out whether I'm holding an anger against anyone.
要问下自己呢，我系咪对某啲人有愤怒憎恨？
And I need to go and get reconciled.
我要先去收获。
So James tells us, confess your sins to each other.
所以雅各伯书话俾我哋听咧，要先要彼此告罪。
Confession is the opposite of accusing.
彼此告罪咧，就系彼此指责嘅相反。When
there's a problem, we always blame somebody else.
当有事发生咧，我哋好多时咧系指责他人。And
that's when we are hurt.
于是我哋就受伤啦。St.
James tells us, don't blame anyone.
而雅各伯就话俾我听，唔好彼此指责。Rather
accept the mistake.
相反，要接受嗰个错误。
And offer it to God.
然后奉献于主。
So my dear sisters, the word of God is very clear to us.
亲爱的姊妹，天主的话语系好清晰的。
We need to forgive each other.
我们需要彼此宽恕。
Even a small hurt is enough to break relationships.
就是一个好细的伤害呢。 对于足够的破坏关系。When
worries are hurt, the relationships are strained.
咁当我哋有伤害发生嘅时候咧，我哋嘅关系咧就紧张啦。Relationships
are strained, and we are not able to have a cordiality with each other.
但我哋关系紧张嘅时候咧，我哋就唔能够好共用咁样去接纳。
For us in consecrated life, This is very important. For no reason are we allowed to keep an anger or hurt feeling against anyone. As soon as I am hurt, I must go and get reconciled. This is so urgent a matter in our Christian discipleship. There is something beautiful in the behavior of Jesus. Jesus, when he came down to the world as the Son of Man, the one thing he did was to be gentle with everyone. People came to argue with him. He did not argue with anyone. People came to hurt him. He did not hurt anyone back. People condemned him. He did not condemn anyone. People plotted against him. Plotted against people gathered against him. He did not blame them for that. We find this from the beginning of his public ministry. A very special way of behavior. In John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman came to argue with him. But Jesus did not argue with her. She spoke about the Samaritans and the Jews and the difference between them. Jesus had no interest to argue with her. You know why? There was a fire in the heart of Jesus. A fire to save everyone. Even that Samaritan woman, a woman who was a very sinful woman, anybody would dismiss and despise her. But Jesus respected her. Jesus asked her to give him a little water to drink. And she started the argument. You Jews have nothing to do with us Samaritans. Then she said, you Jews, you worship in Jerusalem, we worship on this mountain. She was trying to pick up a quarrel with him. But Jesus did not oblige. Because the one fire in the heart of Jesus was this. To save everyone who comes to him. In everyone who came to Jesus, Jesus saw a son, a daughter of the Heavenly Father, whom the Heavenly Father sent to him.
为每一个来到耶稣跟前的人呢，耶稣呢都视作呢是天父派遣来到跟前的天父的仔女。
If my father is sending this person to me, my concern is to save that person.
如果我的天父呢是派呢个人来到我跟前呢，我唯一留意的呢就我点去救佢。
Finally, Jesus saved the Samaritan.
所以呢，最终呢，耶稣就救咗呢个撒玛利亚妇人。
What a woman she was!
啊，几呢都几独特嘅。
And yet Jesus could save her.
但耶稣竟然救咗
佢。She accepted Jesus as the savior of the world.
而佢都接受咗耶稣呢，系世界嘅救主。
And she became the first missionary to proclaim that Jesus is the savior of the humankind.
而佢成为咧第一个去宣称咧耶稣系人类救主嘅使徒。
And Jesus achieved that purpose.
耶稣就完成咗佢嘅目标啦。
Same with Simon Peter.
同样对西门彼得禄都系。
Simon Peter denied Jesus.
西门彼得禄系出卖，系否认过耶稣。
Jesus did not retaliate.
耶稣呢并冇能耿耿于怀嘅。
We are told that Jesus looked at him and looking into his eyes, Jesus allowed him to repent.
圣经嘅记载咧就系耶稣咧系望佢嘅眼睛，直视佢。
After having denied Jesus, Simon Peter was turning away from Jesus.
咁咧，因为喺出卖咗耶稣、否认咗耶稣之后咧，西门彼得禄咧都转离咗耶稣。
That's when the soldiers were taking Jesus for the trial.
当啲兵士咧带紧耶稣去受审嘅时候咧
，Jesus turned.And looked at Simon Peter, we are told.
我哋知道个记载就系耶稣系转头去望西门彼得禄。
Why did Jesus turn and look at Simon Peter?
点解耶稣要转头去望彼得禄呢
？Jesus turned and looked at Simon Peter in order to lead him to repentance.
耶稣转头望佢咧，系为咗咧令到佢能够悔改。
When Simon Peter received that look of Jesus, Simon Peter was so moved with the love to Jesus that he shed tears.
当西门彼得禄望到耶稣嘅眼神系咁充满慈悲时候，佢深受感动，于是佢就喊。
Simon began to shed tears for the love of Jesus.
佢为咗耶稣嘅爱咧而流泪啦。
And thus Jesus gained Simon Peter.
于是呢，耶稣就赚翻啊彼得禄翻嚟。
Even Pilate who condemned him.
比拉多都定耶稣罪嘅。
Jesus did not condemn Pilate.
但耶稣冇定比拉多嘅罪。
Jesus had a good word even to Pilate.
就算对比拉多咧，耶稣都有好话讲。
To Pilate, Jesus said, "Sir, those who handed me over to you are of greater guilt than you are."
对比拉多，耶稣话：嗰啲将我交付俾你嘅人咧，佢哋嘅罪更大。
Some good word even to this unjust governor.
所以对呢个咁唔公。
The centurion crucified Jesus.
嗰啲百夫长系钉死耶稣。
But Jesus looked at him and prayed for him.
但耶稣都望住佢哋咧，为佢哋祈。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
父啊，宽恕佢哋，因为佢哋唔知道自己做紧啲乜嘢。
And the good thief on the cross.
仲有就系喺十字架上嘅呢一个诱导。
This man was a big mistake.
呢个人咧系犯咗好严重嘅错误咯。
His whole life he wasted in sin.
佢将佢嘅一生咧都喺罪恶中度过。
And yet finally he turned to Jesus.
咁
Remember me when you are in paradise. And Jesus said to him, today you shall be with me in paradise. What a companion to go to paradise with. One thing becomes clear to us. Everyone who came to Jesus with respect, Jesus led them to the Father. Finally, Jesus said to the Father, everyone you have given me, I have gained for you. This was the great mission of Jesus. Everyone the Father brings to me, I must gain for the Father. And Jesus said it in so many words. Father, everyone you have given me, I have gained for you. And Jesus cried aloud. And sent His Spirit to the Father. Now this word, Jesus cried aloud, is a very special word. The word the Gospels use is not a cry of agony. But a cry of victory. Why should Jesus cry a cry of victory on the cross? The military general, when the war is won, will cry from the front, we have won. That all the soldiers following him may know that the war is won. This was the cry of victory that Jesus sent out. Jesus was telling the Father, Father, we have won. Everyone you have given me, I have gained for you. People who came to argue with me, people who came to condemn me, people who came to gather others against me, people who despised me, I have gained them all for you. I am coming to you with a big army. All these people I have gained for you. This was the fire in the heart of Jesus. My dear sisters, there are many people who come to us every day. Some come to fight with us. Others come to quarrel with us. Others come to blame us. Others come to judge and condemn us. Others come to blame us. Others come to despise us. What attitude should we have towards them? When someone comes to fight with me, I should not be waiting to hit at him.
我呢唔应该等佢打翻佢咯。
I must gain him for the Father.
神话我要为天父嘅缘故咧赚取佢。
This man is a hurt person.
呢个系一个受伤嘅人。
I must show him, I must show her the love of the Father and gain him, gain her for the Father.
我必须将天父的爱揭示给他，亦都要赚为天父嘅缘故赚取佢嘅灵魂。This
is the mission the Lord is giving us.
呢个就系天主俾我哋嘅使命啊。It
is important for us to understand, my dear sisters.
我亲爱嘅姊妹啊，你要明白呢样嘢系非常之紧要噶。Our
mission is to gain everybody for Jesus.
我哋嘅使命咧就系要赚每一个人为耶稣嘅缘故。Often
we blame others.
我哋好多时咧指责他人。We
find fault with others.
我哋喺人嘅身上咧发现缺点。Why
did I shout at him?
因为我大声闹佢啦。I
shouted at him because he shouted at me.
我大声闹佢，因为佢闹我先啦。That's
the wrong argument.
呢个系一个错嘅态度喎。
Because he shouted at me, I should not be shouting at him.
正正因为佢大声闹你咧，你更加唔应该闹翻佢转头。
Jesus said, when someone strikes you on the right cheek,
耶稣话当有人掌掴你嘅右边，要点啊？What
to do?
要点啊？Turn
to the other cheek as well.
将另外一边转埋俾佢掴。
That's why we are given a cheek in two sides of In order to gain him for the Lord. Now this is possible only in the power of the Holy Spirit. To be able to gain everybody for Jesus. And Jesus finally washed the feet of the apostles. And gained all of them for the Father. He came to Simon Peter. He poured the water at the feet of Simon Peter. Simon Peter felt the water flowing on his feet. And Simon Peter said to Jesus, You are the master. I'm the disciple. You cannot wash my feet. I will never allow you to do that. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, Simon, if I don't wash you, you will have no participation with me. Why did Jesus say that? If I do not wash you, you will have no participation with me. Jesus said it because at one time Simon Peter said, I don't want any participation with Jesus. That's what Simon Peter said when the woman asked him, Are you also with Jesus? Peter said, I have nothing to do with Jesus. I don't know him at all. Simon Peter denied the participation with Jesus. By washing the feet of Simon Peter, Jesus was washing away that sin.
耶稣现在为他洗脚，就将这个背叛的罪洗去。So
that eventually when Simon denies Jesus, his participation with Jesus will not be cut off.
所以呢，当大卫巴多禄真系背叛耶稣、否认耶稣嘅时候呢，佢同耶稣嘅联系都唔会被切断。
Same way with all the other apostles.
同样对所有其他嘅宗徒都系一样。
All of them would run away from Jesus.
佢哋所有人都会。 走曬啦。
Jesus washed away all their sin.
耶穌洗曬佢哋所有嘅罪。
Thus Jesus gained them for the Father.
所以就係天父嘅緣故咧，賺取曬佢哋所有嘅。
At the end, Jesus said.
最後耶穌講。
I have done this to you.
我對你咁樣做。
You must do this to each other.
你都要彼此咁樣做。
You must wash the feet of each other.
你都要彼此洗腳。
This is what reconciliation is.
呢個就係修和啦。
When someone hurts me,
當有人傷害我
I have no right to hurt back.
我咧完全冇權利去打翻佢轉頭。
My right and my duty is to go.And get reconciled with him.
我的責任和我的權利呢，就是要去跟他修和。
And Jesus said, "This is one commandment I have to give you."
而耶穌就話咧，呢個就係我要俾你嘅戒命。
The only commandment I have to give you.
我俾你唯一嘅戒命。
Love one another as I have loved you.
彼此相愛，好似我愛咗你哋一樣。
What is the love that Jesus speaks about?
这个爱耶稣是讲紧啦。
Jesus is speaking about the love of reconciliation.
耶稣讲紧嘅咧就系生活嘅爱。
Today let us look into our hearts.
今日让我哋望翻入我哋嘅心入边。
Is there any anger against anyone in my heart?
喺我心入边，系咪对某啲人咧有嬲怒
？Perhaps I did not hurt anyone.
或者我冇傷害任何人啦。
It is he or she who hurt me.
係佢傷害我啫。
But who hurts is not the question.
但其實邊個去傷害咧？呢個唔係最重要嘅問題。
The question is, there is a hurt.
最重要嘅問題咧就係有傷害。
And I feel humiliated.
而我感覺到被屈辱。
I feel insulted.
我感覺到被人羞辱我。
If there is a hurt, I must take the first step.
如果有傷害喺度咧，我必須係行第一步。
Because Jesus is inspiring me to take the first step.
因為耶穌咧係要要求我行第一步。
The one who gets the first inspiration should take the first step.
所以當你係第一個得到呢個靈感嘅話咧，你就有責任去行第一步。
This should become a way of living among us.
呢個就應該係我哋嘅生活模式。
There is a very special community in the church.
喺教會入邊咧，有個好特別嘅團體啊。
And one of their, two of their members came to our seminary.
咁咧，佢哋有兩個人咧，就嚟到佢神父嘅修道院入邊。
I was the rector of that seminary then.
當時神父咧係院長。
And we spoke to them.
但神父同我哋傾偈。
And they spoke to our community of seminarians.
佢咧都同佢哋嘅團體傾偈。
And the two of them, went to their room.
呢兩個人咧就去佢哋間房。
And I was waiting outside.
我咧就喺外邊等。
I wanted them to put the light off.For me to go to bed.
我咧就好想佢哋咧可以關咗燈，等我可以上牀瞓覺喎。
But the two of them were talking.
咁但係兩個人喺度傾偈。
They were talking for a long time.
傾咗好耐。
And the next day morning, I asked them.
第二朝咧，我就問佢哋啊。
What were you talking last night?
琴晚你傾咩傾咁耐啊
？And they smiled.They said they have a rule.
佢哋話咧，佢哋有一個規矩。
In their community.
喺佢哋嘅修院入邊有呢個規矩。
Their community is called Focolare Movement.
佢哋嘅呢個團體咧就係一個普世博愛運動。
In their community, there's a rule.
喺佢哋團體入邊咧有一個規矩。
They cannot go to bed if they have a hurt in the heart.
如果佢哋心入邊有受傷嘅感覺咧，就唔可以上床瞓覺。
Their rule does not allow them to go to bed if anyone is hurt.
他们的关系是怎样的呢？患者和受伤的感受去分担。
They have to talk to each other.
他们就要说话。And
I told them we have a rule of silence.
我们的关系是怎样的？就全静默的。After
10 o'clock at night, we are not supposed to talk.
夜晚十点之后呢，我哋系唔准讲嘢嘅。But
they have a rule of talking after 10 o'clock.
但佢哋咧就十点钟之后要讲嘢嘅。They
have to talk and come to an agreement.
佢哋必须要倾偈，而能够系协议。They
said they had an argument on their way.
话佢哋嚟紧嘅时候咧，佢哋有个争议啊。And
one of them felt very hurt.
其中一个咧就觉得好受伤害啊。And
they were explaining the things to each other.
咁佢哋就彼此喺度解释啊。That's
where they took a long time.
所以咧就讲咗好耐。So
I asked them a mischievous question.
咁咧，神父就问咗我好难题嘅问题。
Suppose you are not come to an agreement, you are not able to come to an agreement with the matter, what do you do?
咁如果你哋两个倾咗之后都难道妥协咧，点啊？
They said they will lock the main gate of the house and keep the key on the altar.
话佢哋咧就会闩咗佢哋屋嘅正门嘅门，然后咧就将条锁匙咧摆喺祭台上。
The next day nobody can come inside.
咁第二朝咧就冇人可以入嚟噶啦。
They said nobody is allowed to come inside because Jesus is not there in their hearts.
佢话因为咧冇人准入去，就因为耶稣唔喺佢哋嘅心入边。We
are hurt and we are quarreling.
咁因为我哋嗌交啊嘛。Therefore
Jesus is not there.
所以耶稣唔喺度咯。When
Jesus is not there, how can we allow somebody else to come inside?
咁所以如果耶稣唔喺度，我哋点可能叫人入嚟我哋间屋咧？
In the morning, they will get up and begin talking again. Until they pray, and in prayer, they get reconciled. It's good for us to keep a main door locked to us.
有时咧，我哋嘅大门锁上都几好啊。
But the question is, will we able to keep the main door open at any time?
但问题就系我哋能唔能够将个大门咧系随时又开翻？It's
very important for us to be able to be reconciled with each other.
我哋能够彼此生活咧系非常之重要噶。That's
the only way we experience the love of God in our hearts.
只有咁样嘅时候，我哋先能够经验天主嘅爱喺我哋嘅心入。
Getting reconciled with each other.
Yeah, 我哋彼此生活.
Let's all stand.
让我们起身。
Jesus is standing in front of you.
耶稣呢，而家就企喺你嘅面前。
Jesus is looking into your heart.
耶稣呢，就系望入你嘅心深处。
Does Jesus see shadows? Dark shadows in your heart.
耶稣有冇见到你心入边有黑影呢？These
dark shadows could be the hurts in your heart.
呢啲黑影咧，可能就系你心入边嘅一啲伤痛。Are
you hurt by anyone?
因为受任何人嘅伤害咧？Especially
anyone in the Oblates community.
尤其系喺呢一个Oblates嘅团体入边。
If you are hurt by anyone, you must go and get reconciled. This is the rule the Lord is giving us today. We are not permitted to keep any hurt of anyone in our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit who should be filling our hearts. When the Holy Spirit is present, there's no place for hurts.
当圣神临在的时候呢，就不会再有伤害。
Do you feel despised by anyone?
你是不是感觉到被某些人所看低呢？
Do you feel uncared for by anyone?
你是不是觉得有些人对你不够关爱呢？
Do you feel anyone does not respect you?
你是不是觉得有些人对你不尊重？
That feeling offered to Jesus.
将这个感觉呢奉献给耶稣。
May the Holy Spirit descend into your hearts.
愿圣神进入你的心。
To love everyone as Jesus loves us.
去以耶稣的爱去爱每一个人。
May our hearts be purified by the love of the Lord.
让我们的心被耶稣的爱所净化。
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.